This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service today is the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and pray you will join us every Sunday on this station.
Loneliness can be a crushing experience which causes people to do some funny things. We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know better than anyone else what a lonely heart can experience. And so we pray today as we open this subject and try to learn from your holy word that you will be our teacher, causing us to realize that it is in those hours of loneliness that you beckon at heart's door and urge us to come and listen to what you have to say. So speak to us through that word today, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the 18th chapter of 2 Samuel. King David has just learned that his son has been killed in battle. And this is the conversation. The king asks the Cushite, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" The Cushite replied, "May the enemies of my lord, the king, and all who rise up to harm you be like that young man." The king was shaken. He went up to the room over the gateway and wept. As he went, he said, "O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you. O Absalom, my son." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ. Anne was a nice personality. She had a better than average intelligence and was very attractive. She had many friends and was an active member of her church. One evening after dinner, her husband sat down in his chair, picked up the newspaper, read a little bit, and breathed his last breath. 15 years earlier, a son had been killed in an accident. Another son lived 2,000 miles away, but they only saw one another once or twice a year. When I asked Anne how things were going, she generally was very positive. "I keep busy and my friends are of great comfort," she said. But one day she responded to my question, "How are you?" with an answer that surprised me. "I'm lonesome," she said. "Well, people are wonderful to me, and there's enough going on in my life. But I miss those evenings with Pete, those evenings when we could discuss the day and enjoyed the children, who could from time to time be a challenge, but were pretty good kids in our eyes." Then she continued, "You know, a lonely heart can make you a very different person. I wonder how long it will take me to stop living in the past and get on with life. I don't like what I see going on in my life. I'll never forget those words, because a few days later, Anne took her life. Why wasn't I more sensitive to what she was saying? I wonder what must have gone through her mind when I placed my hand on her shoulder that day and said, "Life can be difficult, but God gives us strength to endure all that comes our way." I'll never know the answer to that question, but one thing I do know is that there are many lonely people in our society, and loneliness can be a crushing experience. Do you remember the words that came from the lips of King David in the Old Testament after he had learned that his son Absalom had died? I've read them for you today, but let me read them once more. "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." You can read that in the 18th chapter of 2 Samuel, verse 33. Absalom was David's favorite son. It's hard to believe because Absalom was a rebellious kid. He killed a brother and was killed in battle while he led a group of soldiers who were seeking to assassinate his very own father, that he might take over the throne. Why would a father, learning about all of this, still say, "He is my favorite child"? But if David didn't say it in words, he certainly showed it in his action. Did he ever get over the loneliness of Absalom dying? Probably not. Life had to go on, but you can be sure the king often wondered what life would have been like had Absalom lived as a loving son. Loneliness is no respecter of people or time. Our world is full of loneliness, and I believe that to a greater or a lesser degree, all of us experience loneliness. There is a temporary loneliness. Thank God that when it's only temporary, there is light at the end of the tunnel. But while the separation is going on, it's pretty difficult too. We think of the service people who are away from their families and children. And the children ask from time to time, "When will Daddy or Mommy be home?" And the other parent has to say, "Thank God, next year will be better when we are all together again." But then there are those permanent separations. Death is a great divider of loved ones, but there are other dividers. I think of those people who have a loved one suffering from a dementia. No longer can there be a meaningful conversation. All of the family decisions are made by the healthy spouse. And then comes a day when the Alzheimer patient looks you right in the face and asks, "Who are you?" That's pretty tough. Tough to think that you've had a golden wedding anniversary, and now it is all forgotten by that bride you still love so very, very much. You could say that she lives, that is, that her heart still beats. But for all practical purposes, she's dead. You go to see her, but on the way home you ask, "Why did I go? I come home feeling worse than before I went." There are other separations like divorce which cause permanent loneliness. But death is the great divider. Those are the hours when you lose it and you shout out, "Oh, Bob, if you were only here to help me raise these children. They need you, and I need you." Well, there's the retiree who has lost his wife, and he says, "How I wish you had lived, Betty. We were going to have such a good time. What fun it would have been to travel. I'm lonesome for you." There's a lot of help to recover from a heart attack. but we haven't found really that kind of a pill for a lonely heart. Now, I don't want to give you some easy answers, nor appear overly pious, but there are wonderful aids that have not stopped people from having their lonely times, but have helped them to return to normal living. The promises are found in God's Word. When King David was mourning the loss of Absalom, he wrote the third psalm. Listen to some of the words. You are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory upon me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessings be on your people. See, from those words you learn that David had a heavenly father, and it was to that father he could pour out his heart, and he found an understanding ear. That quiet time where you and I are alone with God who understands, that's where you get help for the lonesome hour. This is where the people of God have received their strength in these lonely times. You just simply can't get along without him. Do you remember the story of Jesus talking to Martha after her brother Lazarus had died? She meets Jesus outside of the little town of Bethlehem and greets him with the words, Lazarus is dead. He had only been dead 4 days, but she was lonesome and emotional. She continued her conversation with Jesus by saying, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. I think this is as much to say as, it's your fault, Jesus. Then Jesus replied, and notice a change of pace. Your brother shall rise again. Martha spoke a negative word. Lazarus is dead. Jesus replies in a positive way, your brother shall rise again. He confronted her with the thought that his life was short, but there was another life that was eternal. From your own experience, do you think that was what Martha wanted to hear? I don't think so. You know, she went on to say, oh, I know this. I've learned this in the rabbinical school. I know that he'll rise again, but I want him, and I want him right now. See the loneliness causing a person to do a funny thing? And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And Martha turned and said, yes, Lord, I believe. Now then, after that, Jesus goes out and raises Lazarus from the dead. In other words, she got what she wanted, and she got it right now. And most of us don't get that. I don't know of anybody else but Martha who has. But we know that in Martha's case, Jesus did raise Lazarus as she requested, and it was granted. No, again, not so with our loved ones. Once they die, they're dead, and these same words are used to comfort us. At the time of the funeral, these words, I am the resurrection and the life, might bring comfort. But in the weeks ahead, like Martha, your lonely heart wants the loved one back. And that isn't happening. However, a time marches on, and you have plenty of time to think about what Jesus said, your brother will rise again. And then I think, oh, I would love to have that loved one. But think of what the scriptures say. He is gone or she's gone to be with the Lord in the eternal home. And there we will one day meet. Doesn't that word from God bring comfort and ease the pain of loneliness when you realize that with the Lord speaking to you from his holy word, you are not alone. Hasn't he come to comfort you? Don't you realize how loving and near to you he really is? Another great help for loneliness is to be with Christian friends. Now, this does not mean that our friends are limited to Christians, and these well-meaning people will bring you great comfort. In fact, you might say, sometimes I received more kind assistance in those trouble hours of my life from my non-Christian friends than from those who walked freely with me in their relationship with God. They never talked to me too much about what was going to happen after death. They never let me know that God was nearby and was anxious to help me. And that be the case, I then urge you to become a part of a small group in your church or in your community, a small group of Christian people. I mean Christian people. Those who know the Lord and walk with Him in a very personal relationship. These are the people who over a period of time you share feelings with. And without a doubt, some of these feelings are loneliness. It is with these people you can tell them what you're going through in that lonesome hour. God has given us the church. And within the church, we can be broken up into small groups where we share the Word of God. The lonely hours will still be there, but it helps to share these times with a Heavenly Father, and it helps to share these times with brothers and sisters in Christ who stand by ready to help you when you need it the most. Your Bible, friend, has some powerful answers to difficult times. The problem is that too often we don't open that Bible and let God really speak to us. Won't you begin to do it? If you're lonesome, if I have spoken to you or God's Word has spoken to you today, won't you really let Him come into your heart? Won't you let Him come in and when you're at your lowest ebb and say, you know, as your day is, so your strength is going to be. Won't you let Him come in and hear Him say, I know it's tough. Death is a part of living. And so it's going to be these hours. But my grace will be sufficient for you. Pour out your heart to me. These are not simplistic answers, my friend. These are answers that come from heaven above. You know, we are now entering into one of the most lonesome periods of the year. I used to say to my wife, I love Christmas in our home, especially when the children are there and the grandchildren. And we can have a good meal and we can sing the carols and we can open the gifts and we can show our love for one another. But professionally, it was a very, very difficult time. The loneliness seemed to come out when the holidays came. There was that time of Thanksgiving when the family all used to get together and celebrate and have the turkey and all the other good things that went with it, and then followed Christmas. You know, friend, in your church, in your community, there are people who had those same experiences that you had. And now the loved ones have gone, and they're lonesome. I urge you in the name of Jesus Christ to take them into consideration. Why not invite them to your house for that Thanksgiving turkey? Why not invite them early while plans are being made to come and celebrate with you on Christmas. It is at that particular time that you are the Lord's servant. It is at that time He is ministering to that person through you. Yes, Anne said, loneliness can make you do some funny things. Let's not let that happen in our midst. Christ comes to the lonely person through you and me. Amen.
Bless me,
Father, today we think of the lonely people. We think of those homes where the loved ones are in Iraq or some other place in the world where there's difficulty. They are there as representatives of our country. But it is a tough price that they are paying. Will you be with them? And will you be with their loved ones? And today we pray for those who are lonely because they have been to the cemetery with the body of their loved one. And she or he will not be around this Christmas. Grant, O God, that we may reach out and minister to their pain with the gospel of love and the gospel of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that today's message has uplifted and challenged you in your faith walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon gifts from our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of this ministry. If you would like information on how to include Christian Crusaders in your will, contact our office at 1-888-693-2484. You may also write Christian Crusaders at P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. We thank all who support this ministry with their prayers and gifts. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. If you wish, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 70th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.